What we learn from talking to the person who is arguably the single most powerful economic policy official in the land. I'm David Brancaccio. Yesterday, the Senate voted overwhelmingly to confirm Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell for a second term. This comes a little more than a week after the Fed raised interest rates another half a percentage point to try to slow the economy and thereby quell what has become rampant inflation. Powell previously had left the strong impression that impending rate increases would come half a percentage point at a time at most. But yesterday, in an interview in Washington with my Marketplace colleague Kai Rizdal, Powell said he's ready to do whatever he can. We debriefed after Kai got back from the Fed. Hey there.
Hi, David.
So the bigger jump in interest rates is not ruled out after hearing what he had to say to you.
Yeah, it's actually not. At his last meeting, the chair was pretty clear that 75 basis points is off the table and they were going to go a half a percentage point a couple of times this year. And so I squeezed him on that a little bit. And in the end, he said, you know what, we are going to do what it takes. And I said, let me be clear, 75 basis points is included in do what it takes. And the answer is yes.
Yeah, here's what Chairman Powell told you.
What you've seen is you've seen this committee adapt to the incoming data and the evolving outlook. And that's what we'll continue to do.
So I think that's the thing coming out of this interview that is the news, yes.
Yeah, the news for markets especially. But for people who have jobs and would like to keep them, what is the news coming out of this interview? I mean, he is, I don't want to say hell-bent, but he seemed very focused with you on bringing inflation down to 2%. But that's going to cost some people jobs.
No, I think hell-bent is fair. He is very, very serious about, in Fed speak, it's price stability, right? Getting inflation to 2% so that people can have expectations about how far their money is going to go. And I have to tell you, I asked him also about whether he understands what that means in terms of people losing jobs or not getting pay raises because he is intentionally slowing the economy. And my impression is he gets it. He understands, but he thinks in the end, it will be to everybody's benefit to get inflation off that 3% mark.
You know, I just would say it this way. The committee and I are firmly committed to getting inflation back down to 2%. And the reason is that the economy doesn't work for anyone unless you do that. If you think about it, high inflation is not consistent with a great labor market. It's not consistent with a sustainable level of employment. It doesn't work for anybody. So we really, it's the price stability is the bedrock in some sense on which the economy has to rest.
Kai, the other thing is this. You brought up the topic of Fed chairman is powerful, but he can't control everything. He's acknowledged that in the past, and he acknowledged again in his conversation with you that there is a lot of stuff happening in the world that he can't control.
Two things on this. Number one, the Fed's policy tools are blunt instruments, right? He can only control one side of the equation. That is the demand side. He can't control supply. So that's one thing for him. There is the war and everything else going on. But here's the deal. I did ask him whether he was frustrated that he doesn't have the ability to specifically fine-tune things. And I'm not going to say that he fibbed, but he did not acknowledge that he was frustrated, but you can tell he's frustrated. It's a big, big deal for him. He takes this really personally. He is the man on the spot and he wants to do the job and it's going to be hard.
Marketplace's Kai Rizdal, thank you so much.
You bet, David. Happy to.
You can listen to the full interview with the chair of the Federal Reserve at marketplace.org. Let's do this morning's numbers. Up, NASDAQ futures are up 1.6%. S&P futures up 1%. Dow futures up 235.7%. And Elon Musk just said his deal to buy Twitter is on hold for now amid questions about the number of fake Twitter accounts. Musk was fixing to buy his favorite social media platform and take it off the stock market to revamp it. Twitter's stock is down 17% in pre-market trading now. We'll be right back.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
After the great crypto collapse, the price of Bitcoin is up for a change this morning, plus 8%. It's in the 30,000s this morning. It was in the 65,000s last fall. And cryptocurrency users are trying to make sense of what happened to another one, a so-called stable coin that has been anything but stable. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here to sort this out.
Well, David, the cryptocurrency world can be rather opaque, so hard to sort out. But what appears to be happening is that a stablecoin called Terra USD has touched off panic selling this week. That stablecoin, which is pegged to the dollar, has not managed to maintain that peg. It actually traded for as low as 8.5 cents to the dollar. And Terra USD was one of the larger stablecoins by value, and its crash is rippling through cryptocurrency markets and has dented other stablecoins too.
Now, Bitcoin, for its part, down more than 30% just this year, and that didn't just start in the last couple days. What's going on there?
Yeah, so that appears to be a case of investors pulling out of riskier assets, like cryptocurrencies, which, of course, have a history of volatility. And investors are doing so for the same reasons we're seeing stock markets adjusting. Interest rates are rising. Inflation remains high. And what appears to have made things worse in the last few days is that the organization behind Terra USD had a backstop of Bitcoin to help maintain its own stablecoin's value. And investors think the organization is selling its Bitcoin. So that's pushing Bitcoin's value even lower. Bitcoin lost about a third of its value actually in the last 8 days. And it's plummeted nearly 60% from its all-time high in November, David.
All right, but a bit up today. Nova, thank you very much. Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are J.C. Bold and Jessen Dueler. Intern is Jarrett Dang. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.